Yeah, they were like little metal feet. Well, that, did I say, I just said feet. Yes,
you did. That's staying in.
That's why I write and I don't speak. Hi there, and welcome to this, the 32nd episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, I'm Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And I'm borderline giddy, ecstatic, because not only is it like remote, Ryan Yvonne, producer of our podcast, is in the house.
Hello. Yay.
I mean, it's.
Yeah, you didn't even know I was coming.
No, because I thought, okay, because we'll just get stuff set up, and this is awesome.
Well, yeah, because we had texted about it, and I was like, well, I have to come into Mount Pleasant and do some work anyway the other day, and then we rescheduled, and I'm just like, yeah, but I wanted to record over the air.
Oh, it's so much better when you're here.
Yeah, it's always like just conversation-wise, yes. Like looking at each other makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah, because then, you know, even when you're part of it and you're recording from the leisure of your home,
yeah,
it's just, it's not the same.
Nah.
So this is good. This will be one of our bests.
It will be. And we, this is, you know, we talked about doing a ketchup episode, and we did the ketchup episode, and then it's just like, why not mustard?
I'm never a big fan of mustard. Like, I have to have mustard with something else. Like, there has to be ketchup or mayonnaise or something. Like, I can't do mustard by itself.
Would you do it with pretzels?
I think maybe I have, so maybe. But it has to be a very... I don't like most mustard, so...
Not like just the...
Yeah, yellow mustard. Gross mustard. Mm. Like, there has to be something to dilute it.
Like a hot dog?
I don't even put mustard on hot dogs, just ketchup. I know some people think that's sacrilege.
Did you hear me aghast? It's like, really?
I put ketchup on steak, so like. But then other people, like, I get crap for that sometimes. But I was like, I like the taste of steak by itself, but if you put ketchup on it, it makes it taste just a little bit better. Other people do that with steak sauce.
Well, it's no big deal. Yeah, it's not steak sauce like a kissing cousin ketchup.
It's my choice of topping. Let me have it.
And I would be remiss if I didn't tell my story. And, like, just totally, I love my mom, but, you know, moms get all the crap from their kids.
Yeah.
So when I was a little girl, we had, a shrub out in front of our house that grew little red berries. Mm-hmm. And I was maybe 4, and I ate the little red berries. Oh. And my mom... Back in the day, this was, you know, 70s, she was freaked out, you know, my toddler's eating berries off a tree or off a shrub. And so she called poison control and they said, well, do you have Ipecac syrup? Make her throw up. And my mom did not. They said, mix mustard with water.
Oh.
And that will make her throw up.
Yeah,
and
it and
it did. And so I would not eat mustard for the longest time. Eventually, I grew out of that, but I love you, Mom, but you rocked mustard for me for a number of years.
What was the thing that they asked if your mom had on hand?
Ipecac.
Yeah.
It's a little vial of stuff that, like, as soon as it hits your stomach, you're like, whoop, nope, and everything comes out.
Is that just, like, standard that people should just have in their...
It's good covered if you like have a kids. Band-aid? Yeah, it's a poison control thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But if you don't have it, it works. Mustard and water.
Yeah, if you're rich, if you're rich in a model, it's good to keep your figure because you just you don't have to put your finger down your throat.
The Ipecac syrup or the mustard and water.
I would assume either, but
yeah,
I know models who have a little vial in their purse.
So. Oh wow,
that was a good dinner.
Oh,
that's like one of the worst things. Yeah. I mean, it's just like
it's throwing so bad up. For you. Like, it eats away your throat and the enamel off your teeth, and
but dang it, you're skinny.
Yeah, I'm skinny.
Yeah. Wow, mustard. So
there. So.
It truly is the devil's topping.
So this is our mustard episode.
Yep. That's a good name. Yeah.
Episode number 32, put some mustard on it.
Why not mustard?
Why not mustard? Exactly.
Yeah, he said it. So I was already in my head. I was writing that out as well. That's one thing I like that podcasts do. And like, I mean, we come up with topic ideas, and that's usually where the topic, just the title comes from, is just the topic. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of other podcasts will like have the topic, but then wait for something clever to come out of it, and then you title the episode "The Weird Thing." Some people look at it because, I mean, the last time, the total ketchup thing, like somebody's looking at, what the hell does that mean? I was like, well, check it out.
And I was going to say as a journalist and stuff, you know, that's the beauty of the headline, and you want to be enticing but transparent.
Well, and can we just mention the fact that mustard has an M and an S in it.
Oh, yeah.
Meant to be.
How did we not think of this before?
Because mustard made me throw up and I'm like scarred for life. But I'm over it now. I'm just it's still a little.
Yeah, I couldn't have Slurpees from 7-Eleven for the longest time. Because I remember one time when I was a little kid, we had one. I had a blue one. No, it was a red one because my sister had a blue. And I was sitting down on the porch and I was drinking it. And then I went off and ran and played and blah, 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 and came back. It must have been hours later. And then I just went to drink out of it and it was just liquid. And I'm like, oh, but there were still chunks in it. I'm like, there's still some ice in here. And I'm like, looked in. Nope, ants. Oh. Like, so I was just like, oh, I was just like, I think I was like 4 or 5 or something. I just flipped out and was just like, Mom, the ant's going to kill me. It's like, thought they're gonna like eat me from the inside out or something. I don't know what was going on.
Did she have mustard and water?
Nope. I'm pretty sure she just teased me. You're gonna be fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's why my dad won't eat Fig Newtons.
Oh yeah.
Because he was on
the thing about the wasps.
Did you
ever hear that?
No, what?
That's how a fig grows. Is a wasp crawls inside the baby young whatever. And like the fig itself, and then dies, and then that bee like fertilizes the rest of the fig.
Ew.
Yum.
Yeah, or that's how they pollinate the fig, I guess.
Wow.
Why
I don't care. I still love it. Like, people eat bugs. I mean, they're very, very high in protein. I don't give a crap. If nature figured out that that's how that works, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, it is. Why? It is kind of gross. Like, you're like, am I gonna get stung?
So why won't Raj eat a fake Newton?
Because when he was a kid, they went out. That's fine. Because it's just like to hear how the fig.
I don't want to leave our listeners hanging.
Well, no, because why doesn't Roger eat fake Newtons? Well, exactly. No, when he was a kid, they went on a picnic and they had fake Newtons. Ants got into said fake Newtons, but you can't tell because when you eat a fake Newton, you're crunching the seeds, and so you can't tell the difference, and didn't know you were eating ants because of the seeds and the fig. So, you're aghast. You just are staring at me.
I am. This episode, it's about mustard. It's also like scarred protein.
Oh, that was a good one. I was gonna like a topic. We could do that for one of the
scarred for life.
Yeah, kind of, or like a childhood injury. Because whenever I come around here, I think about when I was a kid. Because I used to live over in those apartments over there. Oh. And I mean, so things like just magic, whatever kid things. Is there like a time when you were a kid that you're like, I was this close to being dead, like so close, or severely injured, or whatever, like. Did you guys ever have a minute when you were a kid where you're just like, wow, I was so close to being severely injured?
Well, I actually was kind of not severely, but I was injured.
Yeah.
Tell us about
how so.
My brother, I have an older brother. I'm a gullible little sister. I feel like I'm like telling all the Urich families.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, because
that's a great story.
Or just, you know, we can back up and you can say, I heard this story one time.
We had, keep in mind, it was the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we had a coffee table with a couch right next to it. And the distance was far enough that you could take the couch pillows off the couch and you could lay them on the coffee table and it would build a bridge. Huh. And Steve said to his little sister, hey, I bet you can walk across. So I'm walking, and he's like, there's nothing under you. And I looked, and I'm like, really? And the bridge breaks, and I cut the coffee table on the edge of my right eye.
Ooh.
To the point where I bled, mm-hmm. and my mom was working at that time, I believe, at nights. My dad was supposed to be babysitting his children.
Yeah.
And so I fell off, and I had to go have stitches in my eye. And then a few months later, Steve and I were riding bikes, and I fell off my bike, and I had to get stitches in my chin. And see, it didn't almost kill me, but it was enough to make my mom quit her job working at night.
Oh, yeah.
So she got a transfer, so she went and worked during the day.
Yeah, the Big Brother influence can definitely add some scars to your existence.
Yeah, how about you, Dan? Did Mark, scar your existence?
You remember the tabletop grills? They were like tabletop charcoal grills.
And they had the little...
Yeah.
Feet that you could.
Yeah, they're like metal feet. Yep. Well, that. Did I say? I just said.
Yes, you feet. Did. That's staying in.
So I write and I don't speak. But it had, you know, the tabletop grill. And we, that's what we had for a grill. And it was there in the back step. And so we had like three steps going up to the house. And Dad would like grill. And the grill would be at the base of the steps. And my brother and I would stand at the lowest step and jump off and shout, Three Musketeers, which was dumb because it was just two of us, right? But, so then we
well, you're going to rescue the third one.
We'll see, exactly. So then we got up to the second step, 3, 2, 1, Three Musketeers. And we were up on the third step. I jumped off. And there was gravel at the base of the steps. I slipped on the gravel and went face first into the grill with those metal legs. Jeez. And just gashed my head. And, you know, mm-hmm. I had my little Mo haircut that covered up the hair. And it used to be, I used to have a big scar mm-hmm. on my forehead from when I got. And I just remember the crying and going up to Dr. Al Culfer's. And he had like a house. And he had the doctor's office at the in the like the first floor of his house. And we went up to his house, and he put like, I think it was like 8 stitches into my forehead that night.
Oosh.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no supper when I got home because mm-hmm. Mark had eaten it all. But it's certainly not close to death, but I mean, that was just like traumatic.
Traumatic.
Yeah. I was thinking about this because where I'm sitting right now, like the one thing, like I still have a scar on my forehead from the under that train bridge down there over Mission.
Yes.
I was doing a photo shoot under there with a freestanding door, and the way I got it to stand was with a pole pushing it forward and then a counterweight hanging off a 2x4 pulling it backwards. And I was shooting it with a 4x5 camera, so big old setup, and was next to the I had the doors right next to the train bridge. I painted it black and wrote words on it and stuff and made it all cool looking, whatever. And I'm going to take this shot, you know, framed up nice, and then gust of wind just grabs the door and pushes it towards the train tracks, and it was just gonna fall. I was like, I spent hours painting this. I'm like, no. And I ran forward and went to catch it like this, just arms outstretched, caught it, 2x4 kept coming, hit me right in the face.
Oh, like, no.
I was just down on the train tracks, and I'm just like laying there like, if I hear a train whistle right now, I'm just gonna lay here. Not a lot I can do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like I got up and was just like kind of wandering around. I could just like, I had my glasses on, and there's like this entire lens was just covered in blood. And I'm just like, oh no. And it was just a teeny, teeny little cut, but like because of where it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't know why I didn't look in the car, but it like didn't look in the mirror or anything. I was just kind of wiping it away. I'm like, and it stopped coming down. I'm like, it's probably fine. So I went in somewhere to get like band-aids, and the lady was just like, oh,
so just a flesh wound.
And I looked in the mirror, and like I'd wiped away this bit, but like it just was everywhere else.
Oh, wow.
I was still kind of dazed, I guess.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Wow.
She was looking at me. I'm like, it's mine. Like, I don't know if that helped the situation.
It's mine.
Yeah.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah. He's yeah. fine. That's why I look like this. Yeah. But the thing I was thinking about is that the road over there, Deerfield or whatever.
Yeah.
There was this time my friends and I, we used to play like whenever it would snow and we'd wait for the plow trucks to come by and we would just jump into the ditch next to where the plow truck was going. Like, that's not a smooth road. Like, there's rocks and that sort of thing. And we would just lay there and wait for this wall of snow to come over us. And I was thinking about that. It was like, we could have been hit in the head with a rock and then suffocated in the snow. We are so dumb. Just like, I am so surprised I lived. I have no right to be alive in most counts.
Wow. Yeah. I was, I don't want to say it's because I'm a girl, but I just didn't. I know I didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
I was, and Dan's making the face no, that he
I'm
didn't.
No, I'm just trying to think. There was, okay, so we're going. We're, you look at me. I was a paper boy, mm-hmm. you know, delivering the Des Moines Register. Oh. And, you know, so what, you're like 10, 12?
Mm-hmm.
And there had been a couple register paper carriers who had gotten kidnapped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, one of them, they still haven't found him. You know, and then like maybe 2 years later, another one had gotten abducted. And I see just how they're, and of course then as a little kid, you're just saying, okay, well, they're getting closer to my hometown. I was like freaked out. In the mornings, you know, because you get up at like, you know, 5:30 in the morning to deliver the papers, to have the papers at the people by 6:30. And I just remember one time because my brother, Mark, again, but so he's a couple years older than me and he had a route too. And so we would always go up to the place to pick up our papers and then we would go separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
The bike, the chain had fallen off of my bike and I was too little to know how to put it back on. Yeah. And my jerk of a brother said, well, I got to get my papers done. And so he left me there. I didn't know how to do it. So then I'm walking my bike home for dad to do and to put the chain back on my bike. And I'm walking and it's just like I turned around and I looked. And you know how like you put the flashlight under your chin?
Yeah.
There was a guy back across the street with the flashlight under his chin. And I'm thinking, no, that didn't happen. I looked, and it's like, yeah, it was. And then right away, and then you just start screaming and run, and you're just running and running. And, you know, you get home, and then you tell mom and dad, wake up dad, and he goes, and they look, and they didn't see anything. And you know how you as a little kid, you put that thought, you have your narrative in there. And I kept thinking, was there really a person there? Or was it just like somebody's like little street lamp that they have in their yard?
Oh, the little, what should we call it?
Yeah.
Lawn like jockey. Thing, whatever it is.
Yeah. But, you know, so from, but you have that in your head.
He was a scary guy. He was like 2 feet tall. Tiny.
But you're a kid and you're so on edge.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't believe there was, you know, I will say and hold strong to protect the narrative of the 12-year-old Danny. But it's just like, so no, I wasn't close to death, but I mean, those are just those things where you're just thinking,
oh yeah,
this is it. So mustard. Mustard.
Yeah.
It's so good to all be together.
Yeah.
Not to be like cheesy, but just if we want to just really quick, I have an MS thing.
Yes.
Do you have more trouble regulating temperature now than you did before you were diagnosed?
Yes. I'm hot more often than I am cool. When I get cold, I get very cold.
And is it like your extremities?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right there. I don't know, as you've gotten older, Ryan, has it?
It's becoming a thing.
So
I just sweat just comes out of nowhere. I'm like, I'm just walking down. Why do I have like sweat on my like trying to get rid of a belly and there's sweat like where a belly was. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
it's not fair.
It's and see, that's something where I chalked it up to MS, but He could just be an age.
It could just be age.
Yeah.
But like my hands and feet, and that I can blame on being a wheelchair user, that I don't walk as much. But yeah, once I get cold, that's hard to warm up.
Oh yeah, because it's the opposite extremes. We go to bed at night. I'm like, you know, we're watching TV. It's 9 o'clock. Jennifer's in a blanket, freezing. I go in and I put on my t-shirt because it's like so dang hot in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, they make heated sheets. I bought one for grandma and it's just like, it's a sheet you put under the normal sheet and it just wraps around the bed and then you just have a little thing that you turn it on. Jack, but it heats the whole bed. So.
We've got like an electric blanket. It's like dual control. Dual zone. Okay. So she, you know, but still.
There you go.
That permeates heat over to my side of the bed.
Well, if you put it under the sheet, though, and then you only turn on your side, like she's just laying on the heat.
We could do that. Oh, Ryan, that's brilliant.
I'm good at figuring crap like that out.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. That's something.
I need a legit, like, because that's one of the things I did it when I was working, or where I was working at the company that shall not be named because I hate them. I don't know. The way my brain works sometimes, if I see something and it's not working the right way, I'll just tell people. And I pisses so many people off when you tell them how to do their job better. Oh, man. But the manager of that place was not one of those people. Like, he was one of the few people that was like, oh, yeah, that's a way better way. Let's do it like that. And it was like, I didn't get any credit or any pay for any of the thing, but I'm like, hey, I made some stuff more efficient. I gave you some more money, billionaire jerk off. Man. I just saw a thing where they're going after Venmo payments for people for income tax avoidance or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like, that's how a lot of artists make all their money. And instead of going after like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, they're going after somebody for making more than $600. It's like, oh, if you charge over or if you get paid over $600, the government wants their cut. Like, it's $600. Come on.
Wow.
Our society is just a...
It's so broken.
It is.
I'm in a bummer mood. See, I wanted to start with something fun because I knew I'd like it.
Have you ever heard the phrase toxic positivity?
No.
I think people may accuse Dan and Jennifer of toxic positivity because we try and put a healthy spin or a happy spin.
Yeah, you guys are always...
And that's just how we naturally are. I mean, that's... Thank God, you know, we're both like that.
It's inspiring, to be honest.
But to be honest, when we're having like one of these days, like you're having, you know, it's Thursday, and I think I've probably complained about this before, but the end of the week, I'm tired by Thursday. I'm like, I'm ready to just slow down, and Dan's been working crazy lots lately. And so when you feel like you want to be in that way, but you're just like kind of negative, you don't want someone to be positive. So I get toxic positivity, but it's like legitimate. That's just how we are. And, you know, so if you want to like wallow in me, like I'm ready for that. It's Thursday. If you want to be a jerk. That's the thing about society that really frustrates Dan and me is just that you can separate. Like, I like you, Ryan. Mm. And if you say that you say something that is quote unquote like jerky, I still like you, and I may say, Ryan, you know, I don't agree with you, but I like you at the core.
Yeah. Like, and, I can love someone and fundamentally disagree with them on something really important, but still love them.
Well, the political landscape of the last few years, we're finding that out with our friends and family.
Oh yeah.
So
that's one thing that makes me so happy is like when I was talking to grandma about, I didn't bring it up, but we saw a sticker, a Trump sticker somewhere, and she goes, God, I hate that guy. And I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, so happy. It's like, I did not want to have to dodge around that with my grandma.
Yeah. But I think with just the climate of the world, and I'm not talking like temperature climate,
I got you.
Emotional climate. For people living with chronic illness, that's baggage we don't need to carry with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so that's something where Dan and I are news junkies. We will watch entirely too much news, but we will follow it by an hour at least of mindless television, something to like
cleanse the palate.
Yes, totally cleanse the palate. So,
yeah. I don't watch TV news anymore because I can't, like, it's just too, like I'm going back to just reading news. Like I don't want a video of someone telling me what they think or what, because that seems to be all it is anymore. Like I want a reporter to write a story about the thing and then I want to read it and that's it.
Because there's so much, it's not news, it's like it's all opinion. I mean, we'll watch the CBS and NBC nightly news just because it's like just reporting. I just want, you know, obviously you see the slant, you know, you tell where they're coming from, but it's just like, it's just, I just want the stories because I can't sit and listen to just blowhards yapping about their opinions. It's like, as a trained journalist, as a reporter, that's just like, you know what is and isn't news.
And the thing that gets me more is I hate when like the journalists let these people like say something that is like observably false. Mm-hmm. Like anybody that's halfway intelligent should know what they just said was a lie and they don't call them out on it.
Yep.
Oh God, I hate it so much.
Yep.
It's like, even just don't say that was a lie. Like ask them a question that proves it was a lie. Like
when did I left for like a second. Now we're talking politics.
It just happens. Yeah.
But like I was thinking, like I just turned on that with like remakes because I was thinking about, I watched the new Batman movie and I'm like, God, another Batman, like the last Batman movie wasn't that long ago. Why is there a new one now? And then I watched the new one. I'm like, okay, yeah, they did a really good job with that. I'm fine. Because they did it. It was not a superhero movie. It's like a detective movie that has Batman in it. And it's like, it's like a murder. It's like, it's kind of Zodiac, the whatever. Zodiac killer movie that had Robert Downey Jr. and all that kind of stuff in it. You see the murders happen, and you see Batman kind of, you know, they're like going back and forth. So it's, you see the puzzle and you're like, ooh, how's he going to put it together? And I was thinking about that and I was like, if people want to remake movies and do it in a completely new and different way, I'm cool with that. Like if I see like a Batman movie comes out in like 6 months, but it's anime or something, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Give it a shot. Because I've been writing scripts and stuff, and there are AI algorithms now that scan your script and decide if it's profitable or not. And then that's how they choose scripts for some studios.
Wow.
And they have AI algorithms writing scripts too. Oh, I just wrote this script. Oh, I really like it. Cool. Let's make a movie. It's like robots just talking to each other.
That is, wow. That's frightening.
I don't like it.
It is, yeah.
And meanwhile, there are like artists that are trying to make things that have four jobs.
Yeah.
And they're getting taxed on it.
Yeah, on their $600. This is weird.
So mustard.
No. Yeah, mustard. So moments of joy.
Moments of joy.
Moments of joy.
I had a good one today.
I was going to say, you are long past due. You probably get a good two or three.
Okay. We can bookend. I'll go, and then you guys go, and then I'll go again.
Yes, okay. You go.
Okay. Today, I found, I had lunch with my friend at the Midland Mall. It's kind of a bummer, because there's a place in there. It was called the Midland Burger Company. It was a food truck in Midland. Store in the Midland Mall, but that closed, so I'm kind of bummed about that. But I imagine they're probably just going to go back to the truck, which should be fine because it's spring.
Yeah.
But really good burgers. If you guys are ever in Midland, look them up.
Okay.
Anyway, there's an antique shop in the Midland Mall that I never knew was there because I'm trying to put together a reading room for Grandma that's across the hall from her bedroom. But like finding good bookcases that aren't either insanely expensive or don't match at all. Like I'm trying to just like nice looking ones that we can put a nice, I don't know, chaise lounge in front of, and then she can just sit and read. Anyway, the moment of joy is I was like going through this thing and like I see this little toolbox and it's like kind of an idea I had, but they did it, and so I'm like, this is gonna work. Because I found this old toolbox at an antique shop in Bay City, and it's a Dow, like a made out of wood, old Dow toolbox. Like, my grandpa was a pipe fitter at Dow for a long, long time, and he had a metal toolbox, like, he was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And but I have some of his tools, and so I was thinking, like, I want to make, like, I was going to turn this big Dow toolbox into, like, the family memorial box and put the, you know, picture albums and that sort of stuff. But, like, the way they had the tools in this one at the store, they were all, like, kind of, like, screwed and leather wrapped into the top. So when you opened box, they were right there. And I have a picture of my grandpa on, like, his 25th anniversary of him working at Dow. And, like, it's an old slide that my grandma took. And so, like, I was going to put that with a print of it next to it and then his tools and stuff. And, like, just seeing seeing this thing in the store, like, validated my idea. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know if that's a moment of joy or not, but.
It's very nice. It's
very cool.
Yeah.
I rambled a lot in the middle there. I'll have to chop that up a bit.
No, it's good.
I saw a cool thing in a store. Capitalism. Yay.
All right.
Hey, Jennifer, do you have a moment of joy?
I do, but I want to know what Dan's moment of joy is.
Does it matter?
Yeah. You go first.
My moment of joy came last weekend. The best part of summer is happy hour. Happy hour is summer. When I get out of work on Friday, we go out on the back porch, get a 5-pound bag of peanuts in the shell, grab a beer, dump a bowl of peanuts in the shell, and we go sit out on the patio. And you just eat the peanuts, throw the shells on the ground, drink beer with Jennifer, and you play Spotify, whatever the random playlist they made just for me. And it was like, you know, because we had gotten our deck restained and everything, so it was like the first that we'd actually had all the furniture in place, just that we were able to, even for that 30 minutes, just to sit there, first happy hour of the summer. So that was my moment of joy. Those are the best times.
That's a good one. Yeah, nice. I like that.
So that was mine, dude. What do you got for me?
All right. Well, my moment of joy is I went shopping today. So yay, that's always fun. But I came home and I had purchased Dr. Scholl's insoles. For my husband.
Say that 4 times fast.
And Dr. Scholl's insoles, Dr. Scholl's insoles, Dr. Scholl's insoles, Dr. Scholl's insoles.
I screwed that up.
When I was in high school, they had a fashion show. A girl, she wore city shorts. And that was my opportunity to commentate and to say that here comes this girl in a pair of city shorts.
Oh, I see.
Exactly, and I did exactly say what you were thinking, and then I cracked up laughing because I was so embarrassed, and here's this girl at her senior class fashion show in a pair of
shorts.
There you go. Okay, but so I got these Dr. Scholl insoles, and they're for plantar fasciitis because my husband suffers from plantar fasciitis, mm-hmm. and he's my caregiver. And it makes me want to cry when I see you walking and you look so uncomfortable. So I took a chance on a pair of $15 insoles. I gave them to Dan. And he put them in his shoes. And my moment of joy was he said, Jennifer, I think they kind of help. And I just wanted to cry.
Oh, man.
Because your feet felt better. That made my heart happy.
And so that surprising for, I mean, you know, because I, you know, I had like the orthotics and that, which are official from doctors, but then it's just like, who knew that Dr. Scholl would take care of me? This is not a paid advertisement. It's just like, this is just, that's a good moment of joy because it did. And they are helping. So, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So to wrap up moments of joy, I have my bookend. Actually, peek behind the curtain, we're going to record some evergreen episodes to drop in case we miss an episode here or there. But I brought some tasty treats for the Digmans to share with.
Yay!
And I cracked the seal in the car, but I withheld. I actually threw them in the back seat because I'm like, don't eat the cookies because they're so freaking good. But my moment of joy is, I guess some high school students in Midland, there's a market called Lalonde's kind of in the, I don't know, Midland is laid out so weird. It's over in Midland, but it's a neat little neighborhood market, and I walk everywhere, like, all the time. And when I go get grandma's prescriptions, I have to walk by that place. And these high school students started a bakery, I guess, in the back of the store. And they make cookies and muffins. And they are really, really good. And they're really, really, like, I mean, this box of cookies was $5. Like, somewhere else it'd be 9 or 10 or whatever. Wow. But because sometimes the muffins are, like, I showed on this. These are triple berry cookies. And I got grandma triple berry muffins yesterday, and like the tops are all a little malformed because they're kids and, you know, they rush things or whatever, but they taste so good. It's like, well, you're doing it right, just, you know. But anyway, okay. So that's my moment of joy, because there's a bakery that I can walk to that's really good. And supports, you know, I like entrepreneurship, you know,
yes,
and kids.
Well, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go, moment of joy. Bakery.
I was gonna say, so the next episode, my moment of joy will be
eating the cookies.
Yeah, Ryan and Brian.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was it.
Yep.
It was great to catch up. Great to have you back.
Great to mustard. Get the mustard out.
Yep.
Oh, we just have all kinds of things we can build on that. Mm-hmm. Let us in the middle of the night, it's like, this can be the title.
Spicy mustard.
Mm. Wow. Well, here you go, honey mustard. I'm ready to be done. Are you good?
Or good. Mustard and ketchup. But then write out ketchup, like catching up.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, bring us home, girl.
Thanks for joining us on the 32nd episode of A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
And I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
And you are.
And I'm Ryan Yvonne, and I'm producing. Or also walking? I don't know. What will I say?
I like the also walking.
Okay.
And the producing. You're multi-talented.
Well, yeah, but you guys are hosting, but you don't say that.
And we're eating cookies soon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're good. So until next time.
Keep moving forward.
Enjoy your cookies.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I like it.
That was rambly and weird, but...
but that's us when we're all kinda together.
I
was gonna
say, well, so I generally like this kind of episode more than... I mean, I know the message ones are important, but like... These ones are important for... Because if people get to know you through you talking and just being goofy, then I think it makes people like you more.
Well, I hope people like us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope they like us.
Like us, damn it! And subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe. Right?